a PhD in geology, stumped by God's Word.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's book, The Dinosaurs of Eden. Well, Ken, what exactly stumped this PhD geologist?
Well, Mark, I don't usually go around seeking geologists to debate evolution, but at one of our conferences recently, a geologist came up to me after my talk. He seemed very concerned and said, "You're convincing people all over the world that the Bible teaches the Earth's only a few thousand years old. But the Bible isn't black and white. It's shades of grey. The word day could mean millions of years." I said, "Well, show me in Genesis chapter 1 where it says day is a long period of time." He couldn't, so he said, "But who wrote Genesis anyway?" "Ah," I said, "now we get to the real problem. You don't believe it's the inspired word of God." "What does it mean to be inspired anyway?" he asked. "Oh, I see," I said. "You just don't want to believe what the Bible says. You haven't thought through what the Bible really states." You know, it was obvious that he didn't want to know the answers. He just walked away. And this incident reminded me about what the Apostle Peter said, that men are willingly ignorant about creation. It's not their education or a PhD that really keeps them from accepting what the Bible says. They just don't want to believe.
Does God's Word have any light to shed on whether or not there's life on other planets? One of our free booklets, available on our website, makes for some intriguing reading. Visit our listener-supported website of AnswersRadio.com, AnswersRadio.com.